Introduction. 100 years ago, Eglantine Jebb was arrested in Trafalgar Square for distributing humanitarian leaflets featuring photographs of starving Austrian children. It was 1919, and few in London were sympathetic to a woman hoping to help the children of Britain's former enemies. Yet, a few weeks later, the audacious Jebb secured the first donation to her proposed Save the Children Fund from the public prosecutor at her trial. Although found technically guilty, she had insisted on conducting her own defence and focused on the moral case, giving the court reporters plenty to fill their columns. The next morning, the story was national news. Exploiting the publicity, a few days later, Jebb and her sister, Dorothy Buxton, officially launched the Save the Children Fund at a public meeting at the Royal Albert Hall. Many of the crowd that day came armed with rotten fruit to throw at the traitor sisters, but Jeb's words silenced them all. "Surely," she said, her voice rising with passion, "it is impossible for us to watch children starve to death without making an effort to save them." As well as saving thousands of young lives over the next few months, Jebb quickly transformed the fund into an innovative international movement, using a universal concern, the well-being of the next generation, to help restore a sense of international community and humanitarian responsibility after the devastation of the war. 5 years later, Jebb was pursuing a new aim. Having moved to Geneva with the International Save the Children Alliance, one summer Sunday, she climbed Mount Saleve in her long skirts and tightly laced boots. From the summit, she could see the barges on the lake below, bringing in construction materials for the new League of Nations building on the far shore. Settling down on the grass, Jebb drafted her pioneering statement of children's universal human rights. Back down the mountain, she soon had her words adopted by the fledgling League of Nations as the Declaration of Geneva. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which evolved from this work, is now the most universally accepted human rights instrument in history, adopted by all but one country in the world. Together with the Save the Children movement, it is one of the crucial tools employed by the international community for the protection, support, and well-being of children around the globe. Before I worked at Save the Children, I had never heard of Eglantine Jebb. It was a joy to discover her irreverence, courage, wit, passion and compassion, along with the many dramas of her life. Jebb was never one for boundaries, except in the overstepping of them. She rode horses at a gallop and bicycles at a push. She wrote romantic novels, believed she could communicate with spirits, and once considered livening up her Oxford College life by placing a bomb in the chapel. Probably most shocking of all in Edwardian England, she also fell in love with another woman. In the spring of 1914, Jebb travelled by train to the Balkans, then a European war zone, to organise relief and secretly investigate war crimes. In May 1919, when she launched Save the Children, she was understood to be at best transgressive and possibly treacherous given her recent court prosecution. At least, it was assumed, she really loved children. Not so. She did not love children, or certainly not individually. The little wretches, she once called them. She never married or had children of her own. Jebb was not maternal or at all sentimental. In this, as in so many ways, she had no interest in conforming to social expectation. At the end of what was then known as the Great War, Jebb was concerned only with ending the avoidable starvation across Europe and preventing the return of conflict. Her arguments caught the public mood. Support came from the Welsh mining unions, female factory workers, and the British aristocracy, as well as the Pope, the royalty of Europe, and the Bolshevik government. "The problem is not money," she argued, "but attitude of mind. Clearly, there is no inherent impossibility in saving the children of the world. It is only impossible if we make it so by our refusal to attempt it." Attitude of mind is still vital, but money does help, and pleasingly, in buying this book, you are directly supporting Save the Children's programme work, as all the royalties.